Spread Film Radio. Sarajevo Film Festival, Bosnia-Herzegovina.
This is Natasha Sinjanović for Fred Film Radio. I'm here at the Sarajevo Film Festival talking to Leon Lucev, a Croatian theater, television and film actor who's here at the festival to conduct a workshop with the Sarajevo Talent Actors. Hi, Leon.
Hi.
So you did the workshop today. You held the workshop today. And the name of the workshop is Communication and Articulation, and you work with actors in preparing them how to work with the director, is that correct?
No, this is a first, actually second hour workshop, but I created 2 years ago with Luna Mijović. We created a workshop for actors and directors together. And topic is communication and articulation, because I heard so many times that directors told me that nobody on Academy didn't work with directors, how they work with actors. And after that, I created this workshop, and today is the first time, and it was very interesting. I think that they have a good experience, and experience of communication, and experience of acting, because I think that a director need experience of acting, that after that, he can give a good direction to actor.
What is it that you concentrate on the most? I mean, as an actor who works in various media, do you also work on the different approaches that you have in theater, television, and film?
Actually, I work with for film. We're talking about film acting and directing. And I teach actually people what is my experience of film acting, and I share with the people. That is some my idea. And the other way, what I try to share is that actors is like a boiler. And you have
a water boiler.
Yeah, water boiler. But you have two different boiler. One is electric boiler, and the other is with the gas boiler. And the water is going in that boiler, and that is actors. Actors' emotionals is like a boiler, but protočni. What is the name for protočni boiler?
Like a running boiler, like a flowing.
Yes, flowing boiler. And that is emotionals in actors. And actually, we try to open that part of human being, because in our private life, all call that bad emotionals. We try to hide to be, you know, good, strong, everything what people want, or we imagine how we need to be in our private life. But in our actor's life, we try to find all that emotionals, what we try to hide, open it and share it, because that is one very important part of acting, and that is a really powerful thing.
Do you feel like the talent that's gathered here, were they receptive? Do they understand? Do you feel like the light bulb went off for them when you were explaining?
No, because my first line is fuck the brain. But I believe that they felt it, and they receive with the feeling what I want to tell him, because, you know, many times too much thinking and too much mind block creativity, especially with actors, because character think and actors create.
What do you like most in a director? How do you like to be directed? When you work with a director, what kind of approach do you find to be the most creative and the most liberating for you?
To believe in my work, and that's it. And sometimes to push me behind my border, or behind my limit, up of my limit.
Right.
Yeah.
You're a friend of the festival. You've been coming to the festival for years, for 8 years, I believe.
Yeah.
And you're also here with a film, with the latest film by Jasmila Zbanić, Love Island.
Yeah.
This is the fourth film that she's made, and the fourth film that you've made with her, and it's a comedy, it's a departure for her. You're an actor who seems to like to take risks, and she also seems like a director who likes to take risks. And she's now also, you know, she's known for making serious, dramatic, and powerful films, and now she's made a more lighthearted comedy. What is your relationship with her like?
Actually, we worked together last 7-8 years. This is the second time that I'm... First time I was co-producer. No, second time I was co-producer. This time I'm with Damir Mirkimović, producer of the movie. And it's a new experience, completely different of acting, much more stronger. Actually, I'm very proud that we finished, that we create really nice movie, that audience really loved that movie, because this is a comedy and we work for audience. This is really film for the people. It's a It's an interesting topic. It's a really joyful movie, happy movie, seaside movie, and really with really, really funny characters.
And what character do you play? Can you tell us a little bit about your character?
I play the singer who works in a hotel resort. He's singing and smoke pot. That is his work, and he dream something. And interesting work. But actually, our company, it's a Živa production. We are this year here with the two films. We have a Cure in a competition of Sarajevo.
Cure, The Life of Another, by Andrea Štaka.
Yes, and Love Island. Actually, we were before Sarajevo Film Festival in Locarno Film Festival. Cure were in a competition, and Love Island was in main program in Piazza Grande.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You are in a privileged position. I mean, you work a lot. You're a very established actor. And to sort of tie in with the Sarajevo talent and the young emerging talent in general in this territory, in the former Yugoslavia, how do you see the situation right now, the present and the future for film in the Balkans? Do you see a lot of good young talent coming out?
Yes, it's so many young talents everywhere. But actually, I have a question. What will be situation with everywhere, with the film or with everything? But they have so many talents in this region, actors, directors, script writers, and they grow. And what is interesting that our region connected one with another. What more interesting that the creation of audiovisual center create maybe in this moment the strongest fund in Regia, and they collaborate with all Regia because it's really organic that we work one another because we share the similar language. Mm-hmm. And audience of 20 million people and audience of 4 million people, 2 million people is different. Mm-hmm. And in the last few years we work a lot of co-production, and I think that is one of the way that way. But the other is completely opening to EU and work with a big co-production like Love Island, Germany, Swiss, and other country, France, Spain, Italy. Yeah.
Is that one of the reasons why you became a producer as well?
I think. Yeah, I think. But actually, I love acting a lot.
More than anything.
Yeah, more than anything. And I really enjoy run workshop and work with the students and other actors. I really enjoy it.
I've always enjoyed watching your work. I just got a chance to see again Practical Guide to Belgrade with Singing and Crying, and was reminded again that the short that you were in is just wonderful, about the newly married couple who actually falls in love on their wedding day. It's probably one of the most interesting love stories I've seen. You have this newly married couple who have a crisis on their wedding day, and actually through that crisis, when they admit to, at least how I saw, when they admit to having lied to each other, it's as if they fall in love in that moment.
Yes, it was a very interesting movie. It's personal and artistic, because the best boy, the man who played best boy,
the best man,
Bojan, he after that married with my wife in the movie. And they start romance on that movie, and I was really jealous of that relationship, because I need to marry with her.
Right, she's your woman, she's your wife.
Yeah, but it was funny. It was work with the boy, and it's really amazing. And he's a great director, very young and very funny. Young, but smart, funny, and we really enjoy work together.
Thank you very much for talking to us, and good luck in the future with all your projects, and hope to see you again in Sarajevo.
Thank you, too. And big hug for all audience, and I send a big two hearts, what mean 20 years of Sarajevo Film Festival.
Thank you very much. This has been Natasha Sinjanović. I'm talking to Leon Lucev at the Sarajevo Film Festival. You're listening to Fred Film Radio, the festival insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.